This is Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green with today's KCMR Daily Devotion. When I was a college student, I worked at a church summer camp in Wisconsin, and I absolutely loved it. Working at camp is the best summer job I can imagine. There's great community, living in nature, getting to talk about Jesus, and it even includes free food. What more could you want in a summer job? I remember one weekend, though, after the campers had gone home, the staff were relaxing in the lounge, and someone said, "Camp is so much easier when the campers aren't here." And you know what? They were right. Camp is such a peaceful, beautiful place without all the kids running around. Working as a camp counselor is certainly a lot easier when you don't have to keep track of any campers. But of course, camp without campers is missing the point. The reason for a summer camp to exist is to serve the campers. Sometimes, I confess, I've had similar thoughts about the church. I hear people say how disillusioned they are with the church or with Christians. I see how some people have been hurt by others. And as a pastor, sometimes I do think church would be a lot easier without all the people in it. Think about it. No one would make a mess, no one would disagree, no one would fight. If we could just get rid of all the sinners in the church, church would be great, right? Except, well, we're all sinners. There's no such thing as a church of perfect people. The problem with a church full of sinners is that sin divides people. That's what sin does. Sin breaks relationships. If you have ever been a part of a church with problems, so really if you've ever been a part of a church because every church has problems, you should be encouraged to know that this is not a new problem. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in the city of Corinth because they were having problems with being divided. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us the story. The people in the church in Corinth had been fighting among themselves, and they had divided the church up into various different factions, different groups, based on who it was who had first baptized them, based on who had first told them the good news about Jesus. And so some of the people in this church called themselves followers of Paul, some followers of Apollos, and some followers of Cephas. The church was starting to divide, to be torn apart by conflict. Does that sound at all familiar to you? It sounds a little bit like some churches I've heard about. When he hears about their divisions, Paul writes to them to say, "If you are focusing on who baptized you, you're missing the point. You belong to Christ, not to any particular pastor or teacher. No matter what kind of church you were in when you first heard the good news that God loves you, the point is that you belong to Christ. Jesus Christ has claimed you. That's the good news of the gospel. We are united," Paul writes, "by God's love for us. The ways that we worship might look a little different. We might be baptized by different people in different traditions, but we are united by the gospel, the good news about the cross of Jesus Christ. And God takes this broken group of sinful people like you and me, people who fight and divide themselves, and God unites us into one body, the church. May you be blessed today as you remember the good news that you are part of the church because you belong to the Savior, Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed day." This has been Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green. To hear this devotion again, go to KCMR On Demand at kcmrfm.com.